Thank you, Chairperson. As indicated yesterday, we will comment on the third revised draft and share our views on amendments to the text proposed by member states last year and during this session. And I do speak on behalf of all the global trade union organizations I cited in my opening intervention yesterday. Chair, in relation to Article 6.2, we strongly recommend including a non-exhaustive list of other legal and policy measures. Our proposal is to include the following text at the end of Article 6.2, which would read, such measures may include injunctive relief, precautionary or protective measures, and strict liability for human rights abuses as appropriate. In this respect, we welcome new Article 6.1 ter as proposed by the State of Palestine. Regarding Article 6.3b, we would request that the word reasonable be struck from the second part of the sub-article concerning human rights abuses, to which enterprises are directly linked. We think that if we look at the UNGP framework, although they set out a greater number of factors to be considered when an enterprise has a business relationship, there's no suggestion that the action to be decided upon as appropriate is lesser or limited to only what is reasonable. Therefore, we would request that deletion. In relation to Article 6.4, we think that it would be important to highlight the specific need to consult workers and their representatives as rights holders themselves. So our suggestion is to amend the first line of Article 6.4c so that it includes individuals, communities, workers, and workers' representatives. Chair, regarding Article 6.3g, we would see it as important to also cover other situations that can put a state under a level of stress similar to those in conflict situations. And this would be in line with the UN Working Group's guidance on human rights due diligence in conflict situations. So the concrete proposal is to include situations of instability and national stress under Article 6.4g. And Chair, very briefly, we would also welcome the amendments proposed by Cameroon at 6.4 and 6.8 bis and 6.8 ter in relation to financial assistance for companies to conduct appropriate HRDD and the role of IFIs respectively. We also welcome Cameroon's proposed amendment at 6.4 to ensure that national competent authorities have adequate financial and human resources. Similarly, new 6.1 bis proposed by Cameroon adds value by focusing on the state role relating to public procurement and public contracts. We would also support the amendment by the State of Palestine at Article 6.3a, which refers to actual or potential environmental and human rights abuses, including those that infringe upon workers' rights. This amendment reflects the fact that human and environmental rights due diligence processes will necessarily require enterprises to avoid causing or contributing to adverse impacts that specifically affect workers, including those rights that entail environmental aspects, such as those relating to a just transition. Indeed, we have argued that workers have a right to a just transition already protected under international law. And in relation to new 6.7 bis proposed by Palestine, we see this as a positive effort on considering elements of international criminal liability for international crimes, which furthers the agenda here. And in relation to Article 6.4a bis proposed by Argentina, now supported by Namibia and others, we think that it is important to highlight fundamental labor rights, such as the rights to freedom of association, including the right to strike and the right to collective bargaining. And finally, Chair, on Uruguay's proposed Article 6.8 quarter, which has now been supported by a number of member states, we do see this as appropriate to be covered here. Indeed, we argued last year that the term victim, as a defined term, should also include persons who have suffered harm in intervening to assist victims in distress or to prevent victimization. So recognizing the role of trade unionists as human rights defenders themselves. And absolutely finally, Chair, and I apologize for taking time. We, of course, welcome all amendments relating to the obligation to conducting meaningful consultation with stakeholders, including with communities, in line with the principles of free, prior, and informed consent throughout all phases of operations. I thank you, Chair.